share your love location. You've reached Swoon City. All the feels start here.
Hello and welcome to Swoon City, the podcast. Population, you and me. I'm Hannah.
I'm Tucker.
And today we are doing an episode all about family and friends, affectionately titled Family and Friendsgiving. Now, Tucker.
Yes.
It's no secret that the holidays are a big time for food. So I was wondering, if you were a holiday food item, what would you be?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
If I were a Thanksgiving food.
Okay.
I would probably be pumpkin pie.
Why is that? Yeah, explain yourself. Don't just chuckle.
Because who wouldn't want to just bathe in whipped cream?
Yeah, like if whipped cream were a blanket, I want to be covered.
Covered.
Absolutely.
Yes. What about you?
I think I might be like a cranberry sauce.
Really?
We'll talk about this later, but, you know, it's kind of tangy and weird, and it's definitely acquired taste. I relate so strongly to an uncanned chunk of cranberry sauce.
The image does all the talking.
Yeah, I think comparing me to that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say your brother is?
My brother's a lot of things, so... Yeah, but I think we should just ask him ourselves.
Yeah, let's see what this little holiday sugar cookie has to say. Ready?
Ready. We do have a very special guest. His name's Mason and my younger brother. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
Swell with a capital well. I mean,
yeah.
We have the whole crew here.
I know. It's a total mood today, isn't it?
I mean, I loved hearing about the morning. You guys, you're like bright and early wake-up calls, 5 a.m.
Right.
You're making a nice, healthy boiled egg breakfast.
Yeah,
of course. I mean, with me, 5 a.m., yeah, of course. But Tucker, it's more like noon-ish. And then he's like, maybe I'll go to work. Maybe I'll just kind of...
This is why I didn't want you to come here. This is why I knew this would be a bad idea.
Yeah, our home, all of us living together, has been really nice.
Mason, please let everyone know that Hannah does not live with us.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Can you confirm or deny that me and Tucker have bunk beds?
Yes. I can confirm that.
Good Lord.
Thank you.
So Hannah and I decided that we needed a young, hip, like fresh... take on the holiday Thanksgiving, so that's why you're here.
Okay, well, I'm definitely young and fresh, but the hip part, I don't really do that.
So here's the deal: Mason has two Instagram accounts.
Whoa!
He has his main Instagram account, and then he has what I guess is a hip thing called a spam account.
Yeah, I just post, you know, funny pictures.
I don't follow that.
That means he's cool. That means he has like a secret Hannah Montana life.
Well, no, because here's the deal.
Tell me the deal.
If you tap into the youth reasoning behind having a spam account, it's the total opposite of a meme account.
If people have spams,
it's a little bit more spicy. And Mason has a spam, and it's memes.
Goofy. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. You're about to be 20 years old.
Yes.
Congrats.
Yes. It's going to... Such a milestone. It means nothing.
Yeah, so.
It means nothing. I mean, until you're 21, it's just basically...
You're
like,
basically 18
from,
until
like,
you're
19
21.
And 20 is just... Meh. Okay, but so how has Thanksgiving and everything that you like tie in that Thanksgiving means or is or whatever, how has that changed from when you were young to where you are right now?
Well, when I was younger, it was, you know, big family get together, you know, 10 people... eating dinner, talking, family drama, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since I got older, those Thanksgivings have been getting smaller, and it's kind of like pick and choose which one you want to go to, and like nothing's really going to happen.
Yeah.
You'll just get to spend more time with this part of the family than the other one, but the other part of the family's not even going to message you.
So what about Thanksgiving traditions? I can't wait to hear what he says.
The most... common Thanksgiving tradition that I've seen is at least one member of the family always makes a broccoli casserole.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Or a green bean casserole. And sometimes it kind of sucks depending on who makes it.
Oh my gosh.
But we're not supposed to say who made it, and they just kind of have to assume.
Okay, so
Tucker.
Shut up.
So his creamy casserole is like so dry, right? Like,
oh
it's,
my God. There's like no moisture at all in
it's,
there.
Are how you do you do that? Okay, beans are so moist. And yet his is like a desert.
No,
right?
He mixed it up. Because the thing is that it's the broccoli cheese casserole that is always, even when I was young, it's like my mom would be like, oh, mine's the best. And then our dad would be like, no, it's the best. When in reality, both of them are kind of just like, maybe subpar.
They're like broccoli and cheese casseroles. Listen, this might be a hot take, but there's a reason we only eat Thanksgiving foods once a year.
You're absolutely right.
It's for like nostalgia's sake, but like really, it's broccoli, it's cheese, and it's rice.
But I mean, I say that, but like if it wasn't there, then it just wouldn't feel right. You know, if they were just like, no, we're not doing this. But he was not speaking about my green bean casserole because it is the best green bean casserole. Thank
wink,
you.
Wink.
Yeah, seriously.
We get it. Yeah.
He was not coached before we got here.
Oh, okay. Listen, we will have a truthful podcast, just you and me, Mason. After he leaves, we're going to talk.
Got it.
Okay. So what is your favorite Thanksgiving food, though? Like, what is it? What is the thing that you have to have or that you look forward to?
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh,
literally,
yes.
Literally the best dish in any Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
I have, like, a weird question. I don't know if this is, like, a lot of people do it. Do you prefer, like, mashed potatoes with, like, the potato skin, or do they need to be, like, clean, mountain-esque?
Okay. All right, let's get into this. Mashed potatoes with, like, potato chunks still in them? Absolutely not. I hate it. I can't do it. But if there are mashed potatoes that are mashed, like, super well, and there's no potato chunks in there, and maybe even a bit of skin, oh my God, it's so good. Seasoned with salt and pepper with a little bit of, like, I don't know, green stuff? I don't know.
Oh, I'm hungry now.
Yeah, it's like so good.
Green stuff.
You know, like the little green things.
The green thing. Yeah.
Wow, you're a grown up. You know what chives are called.
And, oh my gosh.
I'm just like, smooth, creamy mashed potatoes. And Tucker's like,
do you like the skin in mashed potatoes?
We've talked about how I feel about food and that it can be anything and I'm fine.
Hannah is the most, I'll tell you about some of her food later.
I'm kind of like a raccoon. I'll eat anything. I'll eat garbage. Like the leftover vegetables that people are like, these have been here for 2 weeks. We should probably throw them out. I'm like, no, I will eat those. I'll
just toss them in the microwave. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Or like make them into a soup, even though they've already been cooked.
Yeah. No, I can't. I can't do the skin in there. I like really smooth, really creamy mashed potatoes.
My
for
next.
Sure.
Controversial question regarding Thanksgiving food, cranberry sauce, ?
I've actually never had it.
We don't have that.
What does that mean? Do you not believe in it?
Well, because I've never had it either, though. Like, growing up in our Thanksgivings, that wasn't really a thing.
Yeah, we've never done really cranberry
sauce. I'm not opposed to it. I've never had it, so I don't know how you do it, or if you just, is it really just like in a can, and you just...
If you're like me, you just like crack open that can, you dump it on a plate, and maybe you slice it up. Maybe you just hold it in your hand and you just take a bite out of it.
Okay, we're not Hannah. What you'll find when it comes to culinary experiences, she is all on her own.
I truly am in a world of my own. I'll bring the cranberry sauce this year. I'll bring enough to share.
She's like, oh, I had such a good dinner last night. I boiled some carrots and put some lentils on it with some... pudding or oatmeal or something, and I'm just like, what in the world is that?
A balanced diet.
You're getting all three food groups in there.
I don't know.
Fruits.
I don't know.
Oatmeal and then
I'm gonna show you a picture. I'm gonna have her show you a picture and I'll show it to you what she's eating, and you'll be like, no. I talked to her. I was like, let's go to dinner, and she's like, don't waste that on me. She's like, I cannot appreciate.
Yeah, he wanted to, like, go somewhere nice. And I'm like, listen, nice cooking to me would be like, wow, that's food. But me cooking is also like, wow, that's food.
Give me a can of green beans.
Happy.
Golden.
Happy as a little clam.
So
I'm so easy to impress.
So,
like,
well, with that being said, you have minimal expectations about your Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, right. Well, this year... I will be staying in my apartment and FaceTiming my family, most likely. So it's probably going to be like me biting into a chunk of tofu and like calling that a meal. It's going to be the same.
Like frozen peas on top. And like, it's a garnish.
Yeah.
How did you know? Have you been watching my channel?
He's listened to the podcast. He's listened to us many times.
I am wondering, do you guys do anything like with your family, specifically like Thanksgiving activity, like football, watching, playing, or like other games?
Usually football's on, but it's only really like, I don't know, our dad that's like sitting there watching it and everyone else is just kind of chatting.
When we were younger, we would play Red Rover with all the cousins and everything. But after I eat Thanksgiving, I'm not doing anything.
I need to take a nap. Like we said earlier, lay down for 2 hours.
Right. So it's, yeah, it's basically just, it's just chill after dinner. So
what other sort of like holiday traditions are important to you?
There is a right or wrong answer to this, by the way.
Okay. Well, for Christmas, our stocking stuffers usually kind of have a theme. Because like last year there was Star Wars. We both got Star Wars mugs. His was R2-D2. Mine was BB-8.
That's so cute.
That's also our stockings. I'm R2-D2 and he's BB-8.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Is that like a personality thing? Like you took a BuzzFeed quiz and like you are the BB-8, the like small sweet robot. And then he's R2-D2 who
well,
just angrily beefs.
Because he's so much more of a Star Wars fan than I am. I mean, I watch the movies and I enjoy them, but he knows all the ins and outs. But to me, it's kind of like a fun thing because R2-D2 is like older, you know, and then BB-8's like the new younger. So it's just kind of like, oh, that's sweet.
That is so
when he
sweet.
He got to go to Disney World. I always get it mixed up.
Florida.
The one Florida one?
Disneyland? Yeah. Cool. Disneyland. World? It's whatever. And he brought me back this R2-D2 little guy. Little, oh, yeah.
Cute. Did you build a lightsaber when you were there?
I did build a lightsaber.
What color did you choose?
I had to choose green.
Oh my gosh. Do you ever like wake Tucker up in the morning just like beating him with the lightsaber?
No, but that's actually a really good idea.
I know.
Because you know he'll die.
Well, he has the lightsaber.
Yeah, so I don't know what kind of defense mechanism you have, yeah. But I have a lightsaber.
Unless right. You literally have the force. Okay, here, hold on. For the holidays, can we dress up as Star Wars? Like, we have BB-8, we have R2-D2. Can I be Baby Yoda?
Sure.
I just want, like, God. The whitest robe. It's gonna look like, you know, the Shrek musical? How he has the green face paint, and then he has, like, weird ears? That's, like, the Baby Yoda I'm going for.
Yay.
I am all for
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah.
Awesome. Absolutely. Oh, my God. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Okay, so the next thing we have, because you are young and hip... Can you please explain to us what cuffing season is?
Cuffing season? That's the point in between, like, Christmas and, like, Valentine's Day. It's basically you just want to get a significant other so they can give you gifts. And then basically after that, they'll probably just break up and be like, okay, see ya. Thanks for the gifts.
Interesting.
Is that sweet or is that not sweet? Because if you're both going into it knowing that that's what it is, does that make it fine? Is there anybody that we know that has lasted after cuffing season? Like, do you know of anybody that's cuffed and then continued to cuff post-cuffing season?
No.
Okay.
That's interesting. It's also nice because then if you have like your cuffed partner, that's someone to drag along to holiday parties.
Right.
You don't have to go places alone. But then
Which is always nice, yeah. But you also have to answer a lot of questions. Yeah. And...
It's kind of like a contract-based thing, but there's not really a contract. Like the both parties really understand that like, hey, I'm going to drag you along to family events.
Yeah.
So I don't seem like a loser who's single. And then we'll just like give each other gifts and then we'll just be friends after.
So who are you cuffing? I haven't met her yet.
Right. Thora.
Oh my God.
Do you want to say who Thora is?
Yeah, our 9-month-old Great Dane.
Honestly, a Great Dane is basically person size.
Absolutely.
Great choice.
She's so tall.
Your family will love her.
Are you not getting cuffed?
No.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be suggestive, but my mind goes to a completely different place.
Well, it shouldn't. Keep it out of order.
This is PG, all right?
Yeah.
No, let's just be honest. Because I know I'm not the only one who hears cuffing and then think it's like, anyway,
that's because you don't know what cuffing season is. See, in my mind, cuffing season is also like anytime it gets cold and people are like, I'm sad and lonely and I'm sunshine deprived. So let me get like the happy hormone boost of like having a partner.
Okay, but like just when you look, when you hear the word cuff, you tie that to
your
way past that.
You think of I think cuffing season is like when you just start cuffing all of your jeans
no,
so that you can show off
your ankle. No, it goes straight to handcuffs, which is an instant punitive thought. And then when you try to associate that borderline romantically,
okay, listen,
here we are, 50 Shades of cuffing season.
That exasperated sigh was from his brother, but I also would like to say I identified with it.
So what is it that I, what happens after Thanksgiving?
After Thanksgiving.
What is my big thing about happening after Thanksgiving?
After Thanksgiving is when Christmas decorations go up.
Does he force you to help him?
Oh, no, he doesn't. He makes me do it. He doesn't.
He directs you.
Yes.
You're ridiculous.
Okay, he helps with the tree, but I do everything else.
Okay, because
this is a place
a photo
of honesty, and you're telling lies. You're telling bold lies right now.
He's like, oh, yeah, those lights. Could you get them, like, a foot higher over?
Yeah, he is actually going to be putting up our Christmas lights this year. So.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to get on the roof.
No, why is it? Because you are, he has an obsession with getting on the roof.
Because getting on the roof is fun.
Yeah, it's like heights equals fun times. So
listen,
yeah,
we have this pulley system where like I'll be on the roof at one point and then we'll like switch. It's
like the 007 thing, like where you're just dropping and raising. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's fun. You wouldn't know.
I don't want to do it. Okay, last question. Are you ready?
Yes.
How would you do Thanksgiving differently? If you had all the rules of what Thanksgiving could be, what would you do?
I'd probably have like a set course, like what everyone needs to bring, mm-hmm. like turkey, mashed potatoes, rolls or biscuits, whatever you want to call them. Any type of casserole.
My green bean casserole.
definitely some like pies for dessert, mm-hmm. and like just big turkey. And then there might be a ban list for which family members can't come.
I heard band list and immediately was like, so we have musicians.
Yeah,
coming?
I was. That's I also, jumped.
That is also a very good
I jumped
idea.
To music, but band, I think, is even funnier.
There's like a photo list of like, do not let this person in.
Yeah.
Like we see them pull up, you see their car, and you're like, okay, everyone quiet, turn off the lights.
Nobody's here. Nobody's here. Well,
and there's a poster next to it that says band list with like the D in parentheses. And then it's
find your name here. And we have a shuttle service to the house, so no cars are there, so we can play off the whole "we're not here" thing.
I love that. The only car that's there is the musician's like bus.
Welcome to Thanksgiving 2020. I'm gonna let you make all the rules this year.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Not happening.
Okay. Well, you should have listened to his plan.
Yeah, I know. We'll adapt. We can.
We'll take this plan off air. We're gonna figure out the three of us as roommates how our Thanksgiving will go.
Hannah does not live with us.
Again, I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, thank you so much for coming and hanging out at Sin City. How
Thanks,
was it?
Mason.
Did you enjoy it?
It was so much fun.
Thank was it you everything you me. Thought it would be and more?
I mean, Hannah was awesome.
Oh my God, you were awesome.
Stop.
You want to start a podcast together?
Oh my God, that would be so awesome.
This is my dream. Okay, oh Tucker, thank you for joining us on our podcast. It was so great to have you.
All right, well, I think it's almost time to get another guest in here and keep this party going.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we're back. We're here with another interview, and I'm real excited for this one.
Who is it?
We have someone that we've talked about a lot on our show.
She's actually been a feature on the Friday show a lot.
We hype her up at least twice a month and talking about how much we love this person.
Yep.
Hero of my family. Hi, Kim.
Hi, hero of the family.
Absolutely.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, you're my older sister.
I am your older sister.
There's 15-ish years, I think, between us.
Yeah, you were definitely an accident, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't quite call it a surprise, but an accident, yeah.
I'm loving this already. First things first, can I call you Kimmy?
You can call
me. Are we fine with that?
Yeah, I like Kimmy.
Because I do say Kimmy when we're talking about you on the Friday show.
Absolutely, I like it.
Like we're just best friends. Because all the music that you request, I'm like, oh, we have to play. Because sometimes Hannah likes to do this thing where she tries to control my country play.
I just tell you specific artists.
Here you are where you're like, oh, I want this. I want Casey Musgraves. I want Garth. And I'm just like, hero. Hero for me as well.
Hero for music.
Just a hero in general.
So we've spent many a holiday together. Because, same family. What are some of your favorite traditions like around the holidays that we do?
You know, I mean, I think that it centers around food, right? Like that's the main, I mean, obviously family too.
Let's be real here.
Yes. It's like just...
One is... They're not the same.
We won't say in which order.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
But, like, I mean, just being excited, it's that anticipation, I think. The excitement that's in the air, the feeling that's in the air. I've always loved, because we'll sometimes do, instead of, like, the traditional Thanksgiving, we'll do, like, an Italian Thanksgiving. That's probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Mom's lasagna? Do you remember, I don't know if we do it every year, but like going around and everyone had to say one thing that they were grateful for?
I don't remember that, probably for a reason. I feel like that could be a traumatic thing.
Very stressful. Because like you got put on the spot.
It's totally being put on the spot and you have to think of something really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. With our family, I don't know. I don't remember that. What was everyone saying?
I don't know. I feel like that was a thing, but maybe I've just been like having reoccurring dreams of a very grateful family. I feel like not like joining hands so much, but like this year I am thankful for fill in the blank.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a great idea. Yeah. I think on the daily, it might be a good idea to try to infuse some of that.
On Swoon City, you know, we're all about love.
Yeah.
So let's dive into your relationship status.
Okay. Well, this is kind of funny. I've been dating the same guy for a couple years, 2.5 years now. We live with each other. Mm-hmm. Not sure about the marriage thing. That's a whole other deal. But... When I was at the doctor recently, you know, there was single, there was married, there was divorced. There was an option for domestic partnership.
Ooh,
and I told him, that's what I marked.
How progressive.
That's cool.
That is, right? Well, and we've kind of talked about, you know, because we live in the same home. And if something was to happen to one of us, you know, we've got dogs and a house. And so in the future, maybe... drawing up some paperwork to protect each other from that sort of thing. But I don't know. It's really cool to be in a relationship where I don't feel like I have to get married to the person to validate it.
Love that.
But, you know, certainly I can remember, I think it was our first or second date. We were kind of talking about the Kurt and Goldie situation of how long had they been together and not married. That was good for us, like just doing that. But the more that I get to know him, I mean, he's just the kindest, most amazing person, truly.
Are you crying?
I'm just a little bit.
It's just weird.
I'm a little...
No, it's weird because I've never felt accepted by someone that I was dating or truly loved. It's out there. Love is out there, you know. I think if you know, if something feels off, it is.
Mm.
And I think a lot of us are afraid of being alone. There's like this weird pressure in this area to get married.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
So just to be able to experience someone like having that love for me and not feeling that immediate need to go like run down and validate it legally or, you know, change my last name so everyone knows that. No, it's really kind of cool.
Post that picture of the engagement ring and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's like
I get it.
And good for people that want that right now, or it feels right. And I hope that they're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you guys have had a couple of holiday seasons together.
We have.
When you're in a relationship, how does it, because he has a family.
Mm-hmm.
You have a family.
Yeah.
How do you make that cohesive?
Basically, it's a little bit of text messaging. hey, when are you guys going to do your meal? I mean, really, that's all it is. And compromising a little bit about how long we're going to stay one place.
Compromising isn't the easiest thing for me to do.
Tucker, I know. As your roommate, I know. And I know that you hate the rug that we have and that it's very hard for you to deal with that rug. But
you
it'll be okay.
Don't live at my house.
Then how do I know about the rug?
You said you have an apartment earlier.
Only for whenever you get mad at me.
I'm so confused.
Is there, okay, so I know that you've been in a relationship now, but was there any pressure being single from your family?
No. And I tell people this, my parents never pressured us to get into relationships, to get married, to have kids. Mm. It is, and you hear about people that their parents are pressuring them for grandkids or that they should be married. And oh yeah, I just think life is hard enough without outside pressure. And you've got people that get married and they don't want to.
Yeah.
It's just so strange to me. We're very lucky.
It's been so great. Yeah. Our parents, like, I feel like dad in a lot of cases has been like, you don't need a boyfriend. Like,
yes.
Very like, don't do anything that isn't the best for you.
You are an independent woman that doesn't need any man.
That's our parents. Our parents want us to be super independent. Some of the family members that we've gotten to meet of yours, Granddog speaking, I think it was a couple Thanksgivings ago, you brought Peanut and Bean.
Oh, it was just one. Just one Thanksgiving ago.
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh, because Peanut is still pretty much a baby.
He's like about a year. Yeah. Yep, he's just a year.
Little rescue babies.
We love dogs.
Yes.
We love animals at Sin City.
Yeah,
we do. Animal-friendly town.
Absolutely.
Does life get any better?
No, we don't deserve dogs.
Any plans for more granddogs?
Well, if it was up to me, like lots of grand dogs and like chinchillas.
Oh my gosh.
Manatees.
The goose, the swans will come live with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we live in the city. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I think three is enough.
Any big plans on not grand dogs? Like actual human grandkids?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
That's cute. I'm 37. Recently, and I've never wanted kids ever. Mm-hmm. Just not my jam.
Right.
Yeah. Not everyone has to have kids, and that's okay.
Well, next question.
Sure.
So, what's your boyfriend's name?
Eric.
Eric. Yes. Sweet Eric.
Oh,
Eric's a
angel.
Real sweetheart. Angel.
Now, he has kids.
He does.
Okay. So, now this means that you are... stepmother position.
I am Kim.
I like that. She's Kim.
I'm Kim. But certainly in a position of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was, I was single. I was single for a very long time. Even in my marriage, I was basically single. And so then all of a sudden I'm living with a man and his two kids. And it's a different world. It really is. You've got to be in it. You have to want to be with this person. And realize that this group of people, this dad and his children, they're a package.
Yep.
They're coming together. And they were a family before I came. And so respecting that, too. And you know, giving them their own time. Go do some dude stuff. It's been interesting.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
It sounds like you took the time to really know what you were getting into. I say that like it's like a bad thing that you had to. I just mean like you knew, like you took time to really acknowledge, I am going to have to fit into this puzzle.
Yes.
But that's been a great transition.
What's really been fun, actually, is we have decided every weekend that we have them, one of them, they alternate, they get to host that night. And so they pick what we're going to have to eat and pick a board game.
Now, so this is a holiday episode. So how does that position for you with them? How do the holidays play into that scenario?
Well, I think that we did put a tree up together, if I recall, last year. That was fun.
That's super cute.
This year we did not, but we've carved pumpkins together. It'll be fun though, because having kids for the holidays, it does add that excitement.
It really does.
Magic,
yes.
Yeah, you know?
It really does. So when it comes to Thanksgiving and then having Miss Precious there, who's just a Thanksgiving of sides, which I don't hate that. I would totally just eat the sides at Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I'm a big turkey guy because usually people can't cook it right.
Yes,
our family's sides. We
fire.
Real good sides. Everyone brings their own. Like, yeah.
That's what I go for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares about the turkey? Mm-hmm. I actually like... We should just get rid of the turkey.
We should just have a live turkey walking around.
Oh, my gosh.
How
yes,
cute would that
yes,
be?
Yes,
how Thanksgiving-ish. Let's find one.
Yeah, and, like, it could just be, like, a pet, and eventually you have, like, a whole pack of turkeys.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I would
be
love
so
that.
So cute. They're such noble birds.
I love that.
So cute.
So what is the dish that you bring to Thanksgiving?
Well, I did hear you guys talking about the broccoli and rice casserole.
Mm-hmm.
That one's an easy one to make. You really can't go wrong with it.
Right.
I have had some bad ones before. Yeah. You know, where it's like dry.
Yeah.
Or even if it's too soupy, like, how'd that happen?
My parents are the worst. They've been divorced since I was young, but there's been this ongoing thing of whose is better. You know, like when I would come home for Thanksgiving with whoever won, you know, my dad's like, mine's better than that, isn't it? And I'm not really. Like, they're just different. Oh. You know, like my dad makes his a little less cheesy. My mom is all about the cheese. You know, like I'm just like, and she'll toss some chicken. I'm just like, they're just different. No one's better than the other. It's broccoli cheese casserole.
Are they still doing that?
Still.
I love that.
It still happens.
That's
it's still
adorable.
Like, yeah, like mine's better than your mom's. So mom's like, I taught your dad how to make it. And I'm just
oh my gosh, I love that.
That's funny.
I can't.
So God love it.
I mean, I think really there's not a bad side to me. Mm-mm. Really.
Oh, well, yams.
Oh,
I love all the marshmallow.
Yes.
Is that like I want it to taste like I'm eating marshmallow with like a hint of yam.
Some cinnamon. So good.
Just a sprinkle of sweet potato.
Well, what's funny is, you know, because I love green bean casserole. So they're like, but not my family on both sides. They're like, we don't really eat that. So if you want that, you have to like bring it. Weird how the pan's empty when I come home.
And that's something.
I'm like, oh, okay. You know, oh, okay, I got it. Yeah,
you
yeah,
don't
yeah.
like that.
Oh, nobody, yeah, nobody likes that. Sure.
This year, if you only make a green bean casserole for yourself, I'm just saying, then you have all of it.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's kind of a
hack. That's actually true, yeah.
You're like, and then if you know you're zooming in to your family, you're like, well, I guess it stinks. You guys don't like it, so I'm just going to, I'm eating it at home.
Well, you didn't want it. That's weird.
That's really weird. That's, you're missing me now.
But pumpkin pie with whipped cream?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
My dad has the biggest pumpkin pies I've ever seen. Like
the ideal Thanksgiving would just be pies.
That could be a thing.
That could be nice.
Could arrange that.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm down.
A green bean casserole pie?
Oh. You could try it. I mean, is this like you do like a layer of like onion things, the crispies, and then you fill it with the green bean saucy mixture?
Guys, I'm starving.
Please don't
just
do
be,
that, though.
Like,
are
I'm
you hungry?
Starving.
That made you hungry.
No, just the whole, just the collective conversation. Okay, so have your perspective of the holiday seasons, have they changed?
They have a little bit. I know if like I'm speaking from childhood feelings to now, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a magic about the holidays, and there's no stress attached when you're a child.
Right.
It's all about presents and the parties and the celebrations. And as you get older, you know, you realize that there is a lot of stress involved in the holidays, cooking and shopping. Now, I don't really do much of that anymore. Like, we kind of have just done like a Secret Santa type thing.
Mm-hmm. Was there any traditions that are important to you to carry over that you want? Because, like, with me, it's like we decorate for Christmas. After, like, when we get home from Thanksgiving, that night is when we start working.
That is so fun.
So cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. You know, probably my absolute favorite thing that I'm always going to want to do is look at Christmas lights.
Mm.
For us growing up, that looked like, I mean, all day you were so pumped.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You could not wait for it to get dark. That meant getting into your pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
That meant going to McDonald's for chicken nuggets.
Yep.
You know, getting in the church van, usually, is how we do it now.
Everyone packed in.
Packed in. We won't do that this year, of course. But
maybe separate cars.
Possibly,
all together, like a little following
along. Like a little convoy? Why not?
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
With walkie-talkies?
Yeah.
I think that's what I think we're going to do something like that.
Yeah, it's just stuff like little things like that really do mean so much. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is like Christmas lights have always been my favorite, too.
Yeah, this year, too. I mean, keep it simple, and I think, I mean, this has been a life-changing year for all of us.
Yeah.
So just to find joy in the little things.
Right.
Definitely.
Which I think really could be a pivotal moment for how holidays are to come after this.
I hope so.
You know, because, like, I think everyone's ready to just, lay back a little.
Yes.
And just soak it in. Well, I had so much fun talking to you today. Thank you for coming to Swin City, finally.
Yes.
I've been begging Hannah, but she's like, oh, I don't know.
Really?
Wow. Okay.
That's interesting.
I love that you're lying on the pod.
Yeah,
how fascinating.
I take it back.
Thank you. No slander here.
No slander. No, but you are welcome to Swin City anytime.
Thank
well, I hope you
so
have
much.
A happy
yeah,
Thanksgiving. Nice. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was fun.
And right now, after those wonderful interviews, both from my older sister and Tucker's younger brother, we have someone who has really shaped our lives. And not only our lives, but the lives of thousands,
millions?
Perhaps hundreds, yes, hundreds of millions, I'd say, of other lives.
Yeah.
And the history of radio. It's our boss, Tip Toasty. Tip, how are you?
Boss, is that? I don't know. Tucker, I don't think you see me as boss anymore, do you?
I absolutely see you as boss.
Oh, goodness. The power.
Because we talk about the pink slips almost weekly.
And how we haven't received
one. How we haven't
one.
Had one.
How have you not fired
I'm
us?
I'm out of pink paper.
We hit it. Yeah. That's the secret.
We hit it's gone. Burned it all. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you finally made it on Swoon City.
This is the first official invite I have received, so.
That's actually not true.
It is.
We've written so many letters.
Yeah. Tip is actually the voice of our intro to all of those who are so curious.
They absolutely are.
We get phone calls daily.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Whose
voice is that?
Whose voice? It's the voice.
Those 4 seconds, absolutely the best hour of the show. Minute of the show, second of the show.
Done. Absolutely.
Perfect.
Well, thank you for joining us on our Thanksgiving episode, which is everything that we're going to talk about.
How do you feel?
Yeah, are you excited? I'm not hearing any.
I'm excited just to be on the show in the first place. But also, yes, Thanksgiving is something that. I know a lot of people are really looking forward to right now, and with all of the stress happening all around the world, and especially on college campuses,
for sure,
it's nice to have that to look forward to. So I'm excited to be here to talk about it.
Yeah. So we can ask you anything; nothing is off the table.
But I will reel him in. I will edit him out. I will editor's note him.
The rules are is that there are no rules.
So I don't have to answer then.
We'll see.
Ooh,
if there
rule.
Are no rules, you can't impose rules on me, meaning I don't
this
have
is,
to
This is, we
answer.
Do whatever we want. Haven't you listened? We do, Hannah and I
no,
do whatever
I
we want. No,
podcast anarchy.
I'm kidding.
Happens.
Yeah. I'm totally kidding.
So, okay, so when it comes to Thanksgiving, how do you typically celebrate the holiday?
It really depends on the year. So typically, a more recent tradition of mine is I go out and start my day by riding my bike at Turkey Mountain. So we do a thing called Turkey on Turkey. And it's with, I ride with a group of people, but other people do it on their own. So that's kind of the way that I always start off. And then you're really hungry for the rest of the day. If you ride enough, you feel hungry.
Okay. So you don't eat turkey while riding a bike on Turkey Mountain on Thanksgiving Day.
I don't eat turkey, period.
Which brings us to our next.
Yeah.
The next thing, Thanksgiving as a vegetarian.
Yes.
Clue us in.
So I get this, people ask this kind of question a lot, and it's almost as if we vegetarians are aliens.
Which we are. We're not like you.
Yeah, we're better, is that the right word?
I think technologically advanced, at least.
Yeah, so...
Because I'm the outcast here. I am the only non-vegetarian in the room.
Hence
I'm not
the
intimidated.
Question. In all seriousness, people do ask questions like this a lot, and it's like, well, I mean, it's really not that different from anyone else. We just don't eat meat. So you kind of have to be careful about who made the food and, bringing your own alternative if you think that's going to be an issue. But for the most part, people are incredibly willing to accommodate, and I think it's really easy to just fit in with the Thanksgiving meal.
Well, and this has been a conversation between the three of us for the last couple of years because, I mean, I'm just genuinely curious how, I mean, just like what do you eat regularly? So like if I was inviting you guys to my Thanksgiving, do you need a meat alternative? You know, like that's what I'd be like, okay, so if we're having turkey, mm-hmm. what is turkey adjacent for a vegetarian? Or are you good with just sides? Or will you bring some, you know, like those are just kind of things like what is going to make them not feel excluded or left? I don't know. Those are just the things that I think about because I don't really have anybody in my circle before you guys that are vegetarian. So it's just new to me because lack of culture.
All the sides. I feel like that's been my approach because you can get those like meatless chunks loaf, a holiday loaf. But I just really love like mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, kind of all the sides are my favorite.
Which
part.
I think is still pretty much a win.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
Well, those are usually the best things because, you know, that's what the people bring with them. And yeah. That's their specialty, you know.
Well, like, and
Aunt whoever has their special casserole that's just awesome, and then you know there's gonna be two. There's gonna be the one with meat and the one without meat, and right. So everyone's eating the one with meat, so you get like more of the one without meat.
Yeah,
you get like the whole thing because everyone wants the bacon in there.
Yeah, like green beans.
Oh,
people
see?
Put bacon green beans, but like I just get to eat all the normal green beans.
Yes,
right.
I get so much nutrients just from that.
I am so sorry. I don't know that you guys would find anything to eat at my Thanksgiving.
Well, see, and that's the thing about it is a lot of times, you know, people don't think that they can make a vegetarian-friendly menu. And mm-hmm. so kind of relating this back to your show's theme, you know, if you have somebody you're dating who's a vegetarian, it's really easy to adapt. Mm. And it's just more like the willingness to adapt more than anything else. So when you say we wouldn't have anything to eat, that's your choice to not provide us with anything.
I just mean if you guys were to just show up.
Right.
Which
right.
we will.
No.
I'm speaking for myself. I live at your home.
You cannot come to Aunt Barb's house.
Tip, you may also come to our Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
We're not having
so
one.
Welcome.
Appreciate that.
There's not one.
We'll be wearing turkey
We
hats.
Don't have seating space. Anyway, Tip, you made a really good segue again with being in a relationship, which you are.
Yes.
For I think if I've eavesdropped properly, it's roughly 2 years.
Excuse me, eavesdropped? You ask direct questions constantly.
I mean, that is a positive trait if you're in media.
Well, so. When you're best friends, you just I can say whatever I want. I no longer attend Rogers State University, so I feel like there's a little bit more. Anyway, tell us all about that.
That's the question that I get.
Okay, so you're in a relationship now. So she is not a vegetarian, or she is also a vegetarian?
She's a pescatarian.
Fill me in. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so pescatarian is essentially like vegetarian, but they eat fish.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so
awesome.
Similar restrictions, just, you know.
It allows fish.
Yes. Fish, sometimes, you know, some people will eat seafood, some people just eat fish.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah. So
awesome.
That's the main difference.
Awesome. So food similarities aside, how is it being in a relationship for this length of time and operating around a typical holiday schedule? With, you know, different, you know, having two families involved or, you know, how, like, what the logistics? Is it complicated? Was it complicated? Is it going to be complicated?
I will say no to all three of those questions. And I don't, I'll be straightforward here. I'm not the biggest holiday person. Like, I don't sit around and get excited about it. I always enjoy it. But it's not something that totally stands out in my memory. And frankly, I don't really remember what I did for Thanksgiving last year. So that means it must have gone smooth, right? Yeah, so
I think so.
It's a balance, you know, like you have the you may have the pressures from both families to do this or to do that, and you have to, you know, balance your time and all of that stuff. So
And speaking of, like, balancing the families, I know you've mentioned some people might wonder how they can stay true to themselves, but also appeal to someone else's family, because that can be real hard. You know, how much of yourself can you be, but also want to, like, make the parents happy? What do you think on that? How would you go about that?
Yeah, that's kind of a tough call for a lot of people, and I think it really depends on reading your audience just like you would in any, I mean, obviously I'm a speech teacher, I'm going to say that, right? So it comes down to knowing who you're dealing with and how much of a confrontation you think it's going to cause, maybe how much of a confrontation you think it's worth to actually, you know, be yourself, you know, dress in all black and wear, you know, eyeliner, and, you know, so, I'm thinking like if I was to do this and freak out some date's parents or something like that.
You're not wearing like your whole punk band attire to Thanksgiving.
No, I totally do. I don't.
Good. Yeah.
I'm to the point where I don't care. That's the thing, is like, it depends on how much you care too. Mm. I've been really lucky because I have just not ever had an issue with any of that. I think that any parents I've ever met have always been, you know, just really cool with whoever I was. I think, I don't know, maybe they haven't, but that's how they came across to me anyway.
Well, now I'm picturing him on Thanksgiving Day with the Soaker t-shirt with the black eyeliner and just...
Well, I've never worn eyeliner in my life.
Well,
but...
except for right now.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
You're saying I'm wearing eyeliner right now?
Yeah. I am.
Your glasses aren't hiding anything.
We can see it.
Foiled by radio again.
So, okay, now before we wrap up our time together, which has been so, so special, another thing that you mentioned is pressures that may exist when you are, you know, attending family gatherings during the holidays. Is there any implied pressure about, you know, putting rings on the finger or adding to the family with a child? Do you experience any things like that? So do you avoid it?
I guess that depends on how punk you dress when you show up. So the more you want to avoid that, maybe like wear your crustier t-shirts. But yeah, I think you get that. Again, it depends on who you're dealing with. Sometimes families are super cool and just like laid back and, yeah, you know, they just let you do
But has
thing.
It happened? Has that came into your court?
Specifically on Thanksgiving, no. But yeah, I mean, that does happen sometimes, yes. Yeah, that's an awkward thing to deal with. And I think that, you know, if you're not all about that right away, you can be straightforward about that with them. Maybe if it's your family member who is pressing the other person and you can tell it's making that person uncomfortable, maybe just be straightforward with that family member and say, don't do that.
I thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us. We look forward to spending Thanksgiving with you.
Yes.
Now
I am invited.
No, I'm coming to your house. It's
Come
a
to the
whole
bike
day.
Ride. Come to the bike ride.
If I can't eat turkey while riding
nobody
the bike.
Nobody said you couldn't.
No one will
But if nobody
you.
Does that.
Be a trendsetter, okay?
I'm sure people do. Mountain bikers love to eat. I don't think you understand how much mountain bikers love to eat.
Oh, I just was thinking like a sidewalk for a few blocks. I wasn't like trying to take on a mountain.
Will we get hurt?
Do I have to wear like pads and a helmet?
Can
have
I wear
to?
A turkey hat over my helmet?
Yes.
Stop.
We're going. I'm so in now.
All right. Well, before this gets any more out of control, Tip Toasty, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thank you for not firing us.
Yeah, big thank you for not firing us.
Well, the mics are still on, so we'll see how this goes.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, we'll see him next. I'm sure we'll be invited back for the Valentine's Day show.
Next time, question mark?
Well, now I feel emotionally prepared to tackle anything that these holidays have to come at us. I mean, we had your brother with... Well, basically, me and your brother are starting a new podcast. I'm sorry, Swoon City will still continue.
That's okay, because me and Kim are going to have weekly dinners that you won't be at, because for some reason, you don't?
Listen, I eat too much soup. And then we'll also start a new biking club with Tip.
Yeah, I love him.
Ugh, what a true honestly, just the greatest person. So kind.
But I think before we leave you, we should probably leave you with the ever mindful precautions to take during this holiday season.
Absolutely. I think I want to start off by saying it is totally and completely cool to have a virtual Thanksgiving if you so choose. I know that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm posting up in my little garage apartment. I already have my recipe for tofu that I'm going to make. I'm very excited. I've shown everyone pictures. I hope it turns out Pinterest perfect, but it'll probably be more like a nailed it situation.
Either way, we're excited to see it.
Yeah, so I'm going to call my mom, FaceTime her while she's cooking. I'm going to be cooking. If you do make the choice to meet people in person, I'd say if you can just see the people that you live with, that's amazing.
Yep.
Just see your pod. If you do make the choice to venture out, outside is a great option.
Yep.
Staying masked. So important.
It's supposed to be decent weather, too. So an outdoor situation may be perfect. But just be thankful this holiday season. Know that better days are coming. And that our holiday episode will be coming soon as well.
Yeah, what do you want for Christmas?
Christmas. What do I want?
Yeah.
It's okay. I'll email you a list.
Well, I was going to say all I want for Christmas is you, but...
Oh.
Wow, okay.
All right, well, we'll catch you next time.
Have fun and stay safe, and tune in next time for Swoon City, the podcast.